To experience joy is a gift from God. And then there are those things which seemingly diminish the joy that we might feel. Sickness. Being debilitated in some way. The death of someone whom we love. Perhaps struggle and difficulty, whether it be in relationships or financial struggle. And there's a sense in which the struggle of life seems to take over from the joy that we once knew. And then there are those people, and this has been my experience in other churches, I'm just sharing it with you because you've probably not experienced it here, those people who steal your joy. Perhaps intentionally, perhaps unintentionally. But those who have this knack of taking the moment of rejoicing it, taking the moment of rejoicing and turning it into a moment of frustration or anger because of something they've said or done which has spoiled the excitement that you were experiencing. I remember on one particular occasion in a previous congregation having something very exciting to share with the congregation, and I began by telling someone, and before I got to tell too many others, that someone had shared it all around, and I felt like the joy of my sharing the story had diminished because somebody else had taken it and passed it round. Now we know that we make a choice about how we respond to circumstances of struggle, people who might steal our joy, circumstances of hardship or disability or disease. Because in the midst of all of those things, if the circumstances of life were to determine whether or not we would be joyful, we would be up here and then down there. Now I want to make a distinction between happiness and joy. While we might consider them to be synonymous, let me talk about happiness in the context of our well-being being shaped and determined by the context of circumstances around us. If we were to describe happiness in that way, then our happiness would come and go. I want to suggest to us that joy has a much deeper source than the circumstances around us. That joy is a gift from God. It's a part of what Paul describes in his letter to the Galatians as the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, and he continues on. If we recognise that joy is a part of the fruit of the Spirit, that means a part of the evidence of the indwelling presence of God in our lives. Then it is something that is ever present, even in the midst of the struggles, the pain, and the suffering. We know that it's not necessarily a helpful thing to press down whatever the struggle might be and pretend that it doesn't exist in order to be joyful or to put on a happy face. But what I'm talking about is reframing the point of pain and difficulty in such a way of saying, you know, this is really hard for me right now, but even in the midst of this, even in the presence of this hardship or this struggle or this grief, I know that the joy of the Lord is within me. And we make a choice that we will journey through the pain and struggle to that point where we're able again to give expression to the joy. I'm not talking about a magic clicking of the fingers. I'm talking about a genuine journeying with God through the stuff of life in such a way that we would recognise that the gift of Jesus Christ to us the babe born in Bethlehem, the one who grew to be a man and who was crucified upon the cross, who was innocent and unjustly killed for your sins and my sins, that we would be free and we would be chosen to be sons and daughters of the living God because of all that Jesus has accomplished. When we take that and place it alongside the day-to-day struggles and pain, we recognise that this gift of joy is most profound and far greater than any difficulty, sadness, or pain that we might endure. Now, in the context of your life right now, you might consider that to be really hard to take hold of. But I'm declaring the truth to you. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. That gift of joy that God gives us enables us to prevail over whatever the struggles or the difficulties might be. And you and I get to make a choice about disappointment and frustration that we might experience when others steal our joy. We get to reframe that and recognise that whatever they might choose to do or say, there is nothing that can steal God's joy away from us. In Isaiah, Isaiah paints a picture of the desert. The desert becomes the image of Israel without God, desolate, dry. And the redemption that God brings to Israel, the saving grace, the hand of mercy that God extends to Israel, is like a flooding rain that pours out upon the desert, bringing lush growth and the flowering of the lilies, the crocus. And it becomes a magnificent picture of life, abundance and beauty. And this is the way in which God is able to transform our lives that might be dry and waterless, a wilderness place, a place of hardship or suffering. And within the context of the psalm, the psalmist writes about God being one who pours out blessing upon those who are on the fringe, those on the edge, those who are downcast, those who are marginalised. Happy are those, was the translation that Margaret read to us. In other translations, blessed are those. For those of us who feel that we are isolated, rejected, or out on the edge, God is reaching out with his loving arms and gathering us in. And Mary was a person within the context of her community who was no one special. She was not amongst the elite. She lived a humble life. She lived a faith-filled life. She sought God in the way in which she lived. But out of the humility of her living circumstances, God sent an angelic messenger to say, "You, young woman, will bear the Saviour of the world." And her response was one of overwhelming joy and one of faith. "Let it be just as you have said." And as was read to us from Luke's Gospel this morning, the words called the Magnificat are the song that Mary sang of giving glory to God. And so in this Christmas season, I want to encourage you that whatever the circumstances may be, that you would know the joy of the Lord prevailing in your heart. Especially on Christmas Day. Here's a little one to take away with you. You get what you get and you don't get upset. Sometimes I need to say that to my kids. Sometimes we become disappointed with the presents we receive. I want to tell you that the most magnificent present that you will receive on Christmas Day is the reminder that God loves you. Amen.